the kind of nuclear pulse that would destroy electronic circuitry quite well. A lot of this music, I can imagine it being performed after the apocalypse in a barn, you know. And it's fair enough to say you've not picked much dubstep or techno.
No, I'm not. Well, you know, No, I haven't really. I mean, that's not anything I know about or understand. I mean, when he asked me to pick this playlist, I thought, right, what's on the desk now? What if I tried to be honest about it, and I don't expect. I think some of your listeners and readers will go, oh, that's a bit naff. But it's just sort of what I had on the table at the time. But I mean, if I was trying to give a good account of myself, I'd have put a lot more free jazz on. But I've not been listening to that much of that this month because the kids have been at home, and obviously they hate that. It makes them cry. So, you know, it's been a bit more it's been a bit more straightforward. But yeah, no, I think I you know, what's difficult about being a music fan approaching 50 is, you know, I expected to grow out of it. But lots of the people I like just carry on, or they come back. And then there's new things that you like. And then stuff that you already liked, someone digs up some thing you never knew they'd even recorded that comes out. It seems like it's getting a bit like some Borges story about an impossibly large library that you will never get to the end of. Very frustrating. And then, of course, you can browse through a website like yours, and that will tell you about stuff that you never knew about. It's endless, endlessly, unknowably fascinating music. And I think I've been really lucky that I've had the odd little jobs that have enabled me to interact with it a bit more,
you know. I agree entirely. I think that, you know, generally speaking, you know, one's love for music used to follow a very linear path before the internet, and now it's almost like, you know, you've got the end of history. It's almost like we've entered this kind of new end of music kind of zone where, you know, I'm discovering stuff that's new to me all the time. Yeah. It just so happens that some of it might be, you know, Gamelan recorded 80 years ago or whatever. You know, the breadth of listening options open to me now. I mean, that I think it's more likely that the number of Sun and Slayer gigs that I've been to will put an end to my music listening rather than, do you still write columns for the newspapers at the moment?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I've got a permanent position at The Observer, which is I do it when David Mitchell's away, and he's away quite a lot, so that's been really good. I thought that I was kind of at the end of it. I thought with the period of Observer comes in the book, I thought I don't quite know what to do with this now. But actually, again, with the Brexit vote, you feel that the temperature of the country has changed. The quality of public discourse has changed. I've got a column to do in a couple of weeks, and I feel it'd be interesting to write a post-Brexit one. So it's sort of, I feel it's got a new lease of life. I don't write for, I get offered to write for papers, but if I've had an experience with them whereby they've put a caption on a photograph or a heading that has misrepresented the piece and then got me into trouble, I just don't bother again. So I do stuff that comes
up. It's
just
something you parody in one of those columns.
Yeah, I did. I had a few experiences with papers where they'll ask you to write about something contentious that you've either said or been accused of or commented on. And so when you do that, you want to be really careful that what you've said is what you meant to say. Even that's no guarantee that it won't be misrepresented, because what happens now, of course, it's very easy in the digital age to just take a paragraph out, remove it of all context and send it out and go, oh, look what you said now. So I always ask for a copy approval. Mm. But what I realise is, even if you get it, I had a couple of problems with The Guardian where they, and the Sunday Times did a really bad one on me. I'd never, ever speak to the Sunday Times newspaper about anything ever again, the news part of it. Weirdly, if they want me to write a thing, I might do it, but I'd never. Anyway, they changed the headline, sort of changes what you've said. Or even if you get copy approval, they'll put a photo in, and in the caption for the photo, or by what the choice of what photo they use, they can gloss the article.
Yeah.
And then you get slagged off for the caption, which is not anything you ever you ever said. I remember there was a comedian that sort of came out for UKIP and said that the circuit was full of lefty liberals that didn't know about anything. And I wrote a piece about that. And that night before, I'd been on a bill with a sort of textbook a cross-section of gender, sexuality and race, a kind of anti-PC person's nightmare. and everyone had had a bit about UKIP or about race relations or whatever, and I didn't want to mention the people because I didn't want to bring them into my children's crusade against UKIP, you know. So I just said I was on with a black newspaper columnist, a gay, whatever, Jewish man or whatever, and I just kind of left it. And then what the Guardian did was they Googled it, worked out who they were, and put photos of them all in and captioned them, which then made it look as if those people had agreed to support my comments, which is quite a difficult thing. You know, there might be good reasons why black or Asian people don't want to be flagged up as taking a position against the far right at the moment, for example. Course, yeah. So, you know, I felt like... So I'm careful about it, but I will write for things... The Observer one is a great one to do, though, because I think that there's not much point for me writing for The Telegraph, for example, because nobody that reads The Telegraph would want to come and see me or like my act. So really you're partly thinking, does it get you through to the sorts of people that like you? And one of the reasons I like writing for you is because I look at the rest of the stuff you cover and the kind of things people... And I think broadly it's sort of probably better for me to talk to this than it would be to talk to the Daily Mail, for example. Sort of get a feel for it. And we have to do that now because conventional media is in flux. We have to sort of think about going narrow rather than broad, I suppose, in terms of who you connect with, you know.
The title content provider is slightly sardonic, but do you have any idea of how popular you are? I mean, like, are you a big kind of like hit magnet for The Observer?
You know what, it depends on the subject material. Right, I am under no illusions that one of the reasons I started to be offered more columns 5 or 6 years ago is because I was on telly, right? And they obviously hoped that would drive traffic through it. Whether it gets 1,000 shares, 10,000 or 30,000 normally depends on the subject material, right? So if I were to write a thing about UKIP, it would get loads more, partly because it would be shared by UKIP supporters to confirm their prejudices about the metropolitan liberal elite, right? So there's a way of playing a numbers game. And one of the problems that newspapers have got at the moment, and probably the websites to a similar degree, is that in order to prove to advertisers that it's worth advertising, they want to show clicks and shares. Yeah, yeah. So you get people like James Dellingpole at The Telegraph, for example, whose sole purpose seems to be to have a sort of online blog presence, writing things that are probably not even factually accurately supportable about windmills or whatever, because it will drive huge amounts of people through the website, and they can go, look, we've got all these clicks, you know. So if you, and it's difficult for journalists, you know. I mean, they're probably held to ransom by that. A proper newspaper journalist has got to be shown to be driving traffic through the web, and the way to do that is to do what Rod Liddell does, or just write something so stupid and controversial about some thing of the moment that it will do that. I'm lucky in as much as I'm still a gentleman amateur, so I don't sit there trying to crack a formula like Katie Hopkins would of what will inflame public sensibilities to the point where tens of thousands of them will share the piece. So in answer to your question, do I have any idea how popular I am? I could write an algorithm to generate more web traffic if I wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
So, sure. You know.
But you must have good editors.
Really brilliant. And nothing they're really good at is a lot of the times I deliberately misspell things so that I look like, for example, I look like I'm trying to talk about something I don't really know about. I wanted to misspell Led Zeppelin because I was writing in one column about how I'd never listened to them before and I thought they were really great. I wanted to look like an old man kind of talking about something he didn't really get. So I wanted to spell it wrong. And it was quite a battle, backwards and forwards. They're good about things. The problem is they then get accused of having sloppy sub-editing. But actually, I tried to misuse certain phrases as well, like as if he's writing at the edge of his ability and he's trying to sort of use... I talked about nailing your courage to the sticking plate, which is a misquote from Shakespeare, is where he talks the sticking place. But I like the idea that the columnist me would think there was a sticking plate, and the sticking plate is in there twice. But when they came to serialise that extract in The Observer, they asked if they could change it to sticking place. And I went, yeah, all right, because what's going to happen is people are going to go, look at The Observer, they don't even know what the... So I had to kind of let have it. But I try to get things wrong, and one of the funny things about the Below the Line comments is when people pick up on it. I attributed the phrase, you cannot put your foot into the same river twice, to Robson Green, the TV fisherman. And a lot of people corrected me, saying it was Heraclitus or some Greek philosopher. I think you'll find that it's not Robson Green. So, you know, that's, again, the misspellings and
Do you have some kind of mental pie chart? Can you...
Like all those, you know, guys, you know...
Assassin, come to get you. I got a secret to tell you, baby. Do you wanna hear it, maybe, baby? This time, you have to stay for a while. You have to promise me this, my baby, that you stay like you always say me. This time, you have to stay for a while. Let's do something crazy. The whole night's for you, babe. My body's for you, baby. The time is not too late. Let's do something crazy. You can take my clothes. My body's for you, baby. You can taste my... Let's do something crazy. The whole night's for you, babe. My body's for you, baby. The time is not too late. Let's do something crazy. You can take my clothes. My body's for you, baby. You can taste my... I'm gonna show you how foolish my love. I'm gonna touch you, babe, kiss me, my hun. Just now, you are doing it right, hey, hey. It really does not matter how you kiss me. From the taste I can feel your beating. Right now, we have to take this far, hey. Let's do something crazy. The whole night's for you, babe. My body's for you, baby. The time is not too late. Let's do something crazy. You can take my clothes. My body's for you, baby. You can taste my... Let's do something crazy. The whole night's for you, babe. My body's for you, baby. The time is not too late. Let's do something crazy. You can take my clothes. My body's for you, baby. You can taste my... Let's do something crazy. The whole night's for you, babe. My body's for you, baby. The time is not too late. Let's do something crazy. You can take my clothes. My body's for you, baby. You can taste my... Let's do something crazy. The whole night's for you, babe. My body's for you, baby. The time is not too late.
Er is vraag naar meer lyriek op de straat. Ik weet het, maar ik ben helaas te laat. Te duur, te moeilijk, al gehaat. Laat ik nu, waar u zo hard op staat. Leugen van het schone in uw straat.
Zo. Zo sterft Lies hier telkens weer. Met takken van nijd. Tot rot het zijn, vlecht.
Wij dwalen rond in het zwart. Daar schuilen wij. Nare schaduwen. Van gevoel ontdaan. De tijd viel stil. En zonder eind zijn wij erger dan dood. Een vreed, zinloos bestaan. Nergens vandaan. Nergens nog heen te gaan. Lucht is damp, ons geheel om het even. Ouder dan God zijn wij, bang als een kind. geluk. Schenk uw leven zonder dank. Negeer vertwijfeling, proef de stank. Kots uw ziel uit in het hopeloze. Voel de koude ketting van het boze. Verdoe uw spijt tot snik in het gelid.
This is a trip.
Two four at a time. Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
This is a trip.
this one does?
It's a phone.
What is it being used for? I'm so curious.
Well, I'm doing a live radio show, and so if you want to call, you can call this number, and then you are in the...
Wow, that's crazy. That's amazing. Wow. Wow.
Why are you here?
I'm just here because my friends were organizing, but I was very curious.
Ah, okay.
Very curious.
Yeah,
about
well,
the mechanism.
Advanced technology, but it's really simple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have you been inside already or not? Oh, they wouldn't let me in, so... yeah, ik wil toch eigenlijk wel even... You know. Ja, nou, we gaan even een beetje van een afstandje even kijken hoe dat er allemaal uitziet hier. Ja, want het zit dus onder Hotel Pagi. Het zit recht tegenover de Grimburgwal, zeg maar. Ja, god ja, wat kan ik zeggen. Het is een net pandje. Het is netjes geschilderd, zeg maar zo. Het staat goed in de verf. Nou, ondertussen is het natuurlijk gewoon vrijdagavond. Wordt er ook in. Het is gewoon heerlijk van ook een beetje trommelen nog. En nou ja, dan heb je dus nieuwe gekraakte dingetje. En dan heb je de taksteeg. En dan heb je nog zo'n toeristenwinkel. Dan heb je net nog even zaken gedaan. En dan zit er nog een toeristenwinkel. Maar tussen die twee toeristenwinkels in zit de deur naar het Time Travelers Hotel. Hallo.
Dat is het, ja.
Ga jij enter the building?
Ik ga naar mijn huis, ja.
Oh, je gaat naar je... Oh, jij woont hier?
Ja.
Oh, wat goed, man. Gefeliciteerd. Wat een geweldige plek is dit, toch?
Dankjewel, ja, inderdaad.
Ja, toch?
Midden in het centrum.
Ja, ja.
Als ik die klote... Ja, ik draag
gewoon. Oh, maar gaat er nog wat gebeuren verder vandaag, hè? Of,
Oh, kut.
Oh.
Nou, heel goed. Best wel. Of er nog wat gaat gebeuren vandaag? Nou, zo te zien wel.
Ja. Ja, ze hebben een beetje opstootje.
Kan gebeuren.
Ah ja, joh. Geschoten jeugd, hè?
Ja, precies. Het is allemaal spannend.
Hormonenjochies.
Ja,
maakt het uit, joh.
Precies.
Volgens mij viel dit nog onder gepast geweld.
Ja, zeker weten. Niks aan de hand.
Hé, hey, maar gefeliciteerd met je nieuwe buren.
Dankjewel, ik ben heel blij.
Het is wel, ja. Wat zijn er mooie plannen? Want jullie hebben nou al, even kijken, 3, 4...
Het zijn inderdaad hier om de hoek 2 panden naast elkaar. En dan hier nog eentje, dus 3.
Dit is 1.
Ja, precies. Ja, en, met 3 verdiepingen.
Ja. Jezus, man, luxe woning. Het begint echt een bastion te worden hier.
Ja, de nieuwe Spuistraat.
Ja, man, echt geweldig. Ja, ik ben er echt ontzettend blij mee. Maar we moeten wel die hele steeg te pakken zien te nemen. Hè, op de een of andere
best manier. Wel, er staat nog wat leeg.
Er staat nog meer, ja.
Ja,
ja weet nog je, genoeg. Als we hard genoeg gaan feesten, dan gaat de rest zelf ook leeg. En dat is
precies.
Ook van ons.
Dat lukt denk ik al.
Ja, maar zit jij al vanaf het begin hier in het hotel?
Nee, ik nu een paar maandjes. Ik denk dat we dit nu een maand of 8 of 9 hebben gekraakt.
Ja.
Gewoon...
Ja, dat was toen met die happening, toch?
Er was een hele happening, ja.
Ja, dat was een happening bij het Lievertje. Ja,
ja.
Ja, dat wordt nog uitgezonden.
Oh ja, nice.
Een heel feest op straat ook, dus muziek. En nu ook weer een lekker feest op straat. Dus,
ja, een leuke actie was het. Voor een keertje een gezellige actie.
Ja, hartstikke leuk. Hè. Ja,
en dan vanavond denk ik dat er nog wat bandjes komen en zo.
Ja.
Ik moet wel lachen.
Nou, gezellig. En maar gaat het dan daar gebeuren, denk je? Of hier? Of,
dat gebeurt daar, ja. Ja.
In het nieuwe onderkomen.
Ja, nee, hier staat de woonkamer al vol met banken en lege bierflesjes.
Ja, ja. Hey, maar jullie hebben hier toch ook wel een beetje evenementjes af en toe, een beetje? Of,
klopt, ja. We hebben hier...
Ik heb het allemaal gemist tot nu toe.
Nee, hier hebben we wel eens bandjes gehad, DJ-avonden en zo.
Ja, ja.
En nog steeds wel af en toe.
Ja. Ja, ik ben hier nooit binnen geweest.
Oké, nou, als je wilt mag je even binnenkomen.
Ja, ja, ja. Nou ja, kijk, ik wou eigenlijk wel, want we gaan met Pattenpoel gaan we een serie maken. Mm. Binnen bij de krakers.
Nice.
Dus we gaan alle kraakpannen af.
Lachen?
Ja.
Ja, je bent welkom.
Ja.
Zeker weten.
Nou, kijk eens. Ja, het wordt wel een drukke tijd, want er zijn een hoop kraakpannen nou, joh, opeens.
Het worden er steeds meer, maar het
goed,
centrum...
Ja, man.
Het is een goede verandering.
Ja, ja, ja. Ja. Ja, nou ja, god, het is een oplossing voor zoveel problemen. Dat, ja.
Ja, het is eigenlijk geen goede verandering, maar ja, meer kraakpanden. Je wilt nou,
meer,
meer betaalbare
beter.
Woningen.
Ja, 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 maar goed, ik wil dream on, weet je. Ik wil, ja, ja. Dit kunnen we zelf.
Ja, precies.
Ja. Dus, nou, ik zie ook al taart gegooid. Oh nee.
Gegooid worden? Of,
nou, ja. Ik
hoop het niet.
Nou, ik ga nog even daar kijken.
Ja, is goed.
Nou ja, hartstikke leuk. Ik zie je later wel weer.
Ja, is goed. Rustig aan.
Ja, dat was een bewoner van de Rokin Time Traveler Hotel. Tussen die twee toeristenwinkels. Boven twee toeristenwinkels. Ja, en ja, nu wil ik dus wel even naar binnen. Maar dat gaat niet met de microfoon. Dus dan... you wanna help? You wanna help me? Hold this while I walk in. I wanna go in, but I can't bring my mic. So.
Hey, you're taking the camera, man, bro. Especially with
my. Oh. Nou, er worden nu kleine kinderen. Ja, er worden nu kleine kinderen met een waterspuit weggejaagd, alsof het kleine katten zijn.
Het
zijn wel echt kleine kinderen. Die liepen net enorm te fukken dus. En er is een kleine ruzieachtige atmosfeer eventjes. Dus, ja, dat gebeuren natuurlijk.
Nou, ik werd net uitgescholden
voor de kutjunk. Ik ga het aan overdragen. Heb jij niet zin om even radio te maken?
Nee.
Ik wil naar binnen, maar ik mag niet met de microfoon.
Maar van Pattenpoel ook niet. Nou, ga gewoon binnen.
Nee.
Zeg maar dat lens.
Nee, iemand heeft nee gezegd.
Maar wie had die krullen?
Now,
LSD!
I want you to never take LSD!
LSD!
Who children of shamans in the ancient forest.
LSD!
And do what they say.
LSD!
Do it your own way.
LSD!
Do it your way.
LSD!
There is a way for you and me living out with LSD.
Thank you.
Soil. Now the rain has come to end. Has life again destroyed life? Do they play elsewhere? Do they know more than their childhood games? Maybe the lizard's shedding a tail. No mercy has the sea. Will you survive?